What's going on, guys? I'm Alex, and this is the Black Series Rebels D23 Breakdown. And just like Kathleen Kennedy, Han Solo footage, and an Obi-Wan announcement, Steve is curiously absent. Just kidding. They're all up in San Francisco watching Beck together. F***ing hipsters. So if you guys don't know, D23 is a convention completely dedicated to the world of Disney, which means we got awesome news from Wreck-It Ralph in the animation studios. We got Toy Story stuff from Pixar and Coco. And then today for live action news, we got awesome footage from Lion King, footage from Infinity War. If you were there, we weren't, so. Sounded pretty cool on Twitter. But who gives a shit? We got an awesome motion capture Mary Poppins poster. Yes. I think. But this show's all about Star Wars, which means we have one oh so minty fresh video to break down, and that's The Last Jedi behind the scenes sizzle, and I'm gonna break it down with my boy Francisco. All right, guys, I am here with a new face to the Black Series Rebels front of the camera. It's our boy Francisco.
What's up, buddy?
And if you guys don't know, Francisco is normally running the camera behind the camera, but because Steve is a hipster and he's up watching Beck, we're gonna break down D23 stuff today. All right,
so happy birthday, Steve.
Happy birthday, Steve. Should we sing happy birthday to Steve really gently right now?
Happy birthday to you.
Keep it going.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stefan
Rex Manning.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, cool. So we got two big chunks of Star Wars news out of D23. Let's break down maybe the cooler one, but we're going to break it down first because it's smaller, which is the Star Wars land model.
Oh, my God. Love it.
You're a big Disneyland guy because you're a Southern California guy.
Yep.
Your whole life.
Grew up going to Disneyland a lot as a kid. I've gotten a lot more as an adult with my wife and now with my daughter. And it's big time looking forward to the.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how hyped are you on Star Wars Land?
5 million?
5 million. Like, 5 million?
Yeah.
Because you're also a big Marvel guy.
Yeah.
So I'll throw out a hypothetical here.
Yeah.
If they do a Marvel Land and a Star Wars Land and they were to open at the exact same time and you were allowed to go to one.
Star Wars Land. Hands down.
Oh, you heard it here first.
Hands down.
Yeah. I mean, same here for sure.
The world is much cooler visually. Like, because Marvel takes place in our world.
Yeah, for sure.
In New York, pretty much. But, yeah, do you know?
That model shows it perfectly, right? Like, that model just doing that classic Disneyland thing.
Oh, you get the cantina.
Yeah.
We got Falcon. Falcon, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I think they said there's something like 6 or 7 rides
in
there. Yeah,
that's awesome. I can't wait, man.
They also announced the hotel, which they all kind of announced things, but they're starting to release more details, and it sounds like it's going to be real expensive to stay at that hotel.
Yeah.
So, Disney, just let us know. We're going to...
Hit us up.
We're going to bounce out of our apartments and our houses, and we're going to... Move to Star Wars Land, if that's okay.
Brave those lines, boy.
How long will you wait to go to Star Wars Land?
I probably won't wait that long.
I will.
I think I'll wait maybe a month at the most.
Okay.
And then just try and do as much as I can in the day. Like, get there as early as possible, get as many fast passes as I can, and then ride what I can. Probably won't. I won't do any lines that are, like, more than 2 hours, probably, and wait for them. Eventually.
But. Wait for that. Yeah, I think I'm probably going to let, like, assuming it opens in early summer, I'll let the summer rush completely die. And I'll do my best to hold off until the September, October months, pre-Halloween.
Yeah.
To see if I can get there. But
that's the other big thing is, like, depends on when it opens.
Yeah. So, when it opens.
If it opens in June, I'll be waiting until September to go.
Yeah, because I'm not going to deal with that craziness.
Right.
But in general, thoughts on the model? Looks super cool.
Oh, man, I love it. I can't wait to, like, go and eat whatever food they have. Like,
I know.
I want some blue milk.
Yeah.
I want some Jawa juice.
Yeah, I don't want Jawa juice.
You want Jawa juice.
No, I don't want... If they have a Dexter Jester Cafe, I won't go back. That's not true.
I want some rehydrated bread.
That'd be kind of funny if they had like a weird pocket and you pour it in the water, goes, and then, you know, we're pretending like we love it, but we're like, ugh.
This is horrible.
Because Disneyland food used to be awful, and it's slowly gotten better.
It's getting better. Yeah. I'll tell you this, though. This is a little bit of a side note. Better theme park food, Universal by far. Especially in Harry Potter land.
Yeah, here's the thing. That totally. Better theme park food and more seating at the restaurants. It's way less stressful for food at
Big
Universal.
Time.
That being said, Universal's rides are awful. Except for Harry Potter.
The tour is pretty good now.
The tour is fun.
Yeah.
But I hate the, like, spoiler alert, you go into a live active set and it turns out to be an earthquake.
King Kong is cool.
King Kong is cool.
Fast and Furious is cool because I'm an unabashed fan of the Fast and Furious franchise.
That's true. And I do love that they're like flat out like, we'll just drag it on semis.
Embrace the cheesiness, all of it.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there. But
so
yeah.
We are stoked for Star Wars Land. It looks super cool. We saw the pictures.
Big time.
It's definitely, we got a couple more years to wait. But when it gets here, man, oh yeah. We're going to have to do a Black Series Rebels. Like, maybe we'll do it from a line.
Yeah.
We'll do like a live 3-hour episode line.
We'll get like little GoPros or something and walk through the crowds like this.
Yeah. All right. So the big thing we got. Big thing we got was The Last Jedi BTS behind the scenes reel.
Uh-huh.
First initial impressions. What did you think?
Loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Awesome.
I know how you feel about the overall presentation.
Yeah.
But I'd say from what we got, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah. From what we got, I was incredibly happy with.
Yeah.
Personally, I thought it was a big, giant want, personally, because like I joked about at the beginning, because of the issues with Han Solo, they were flat out like, nope.
Yeah.
That movie's supposed to come out in half a year almost.
Sure.
Like, we're nearing like the... Like, we have like 2/3 of a year left for that, and that's nothing, not even official pictures. So it was a little like, ooh, I think that's going to get pushed back. I think we agree on that. That's probably going to get pushed back.
I think that's going to be Christmas.
Yeah.
As all Star Wars movies should be, in my opinion.
Agreed. You heard it here first. I am 100% pro all Star Wars being pushed to Christmas from now on.
We talked about it, and I agree 100% with you. Marvel and DC dominate the summer.
Yes, let them battle for supremacy. I want Star Wars to have 3 solid weeks of just like, it's the only thing in town.
Yeah.
And it just makes it more fun. It's like this giant event. So hopefully Han Solo gets pushed back to Christmas. They have more time to tighten things up. And that also means this event won't be such a dud because it will mean they're doing tons of work. But the other big thing was Kathleen Kennedy alluded to us getting an announcement for a standalone movie in the summer. Now, naturally, of course, if we assume you make an ass out of you and me, we all assumed that it was going to be some variety of standalone, whether it's Obi-Wan Kenobi or a Bounty Hunter movie.
Right.
And not only did they not even say they're making another standalone movie, they didn't say anything about
it. Nothing,
They flat out just said...
Well, she wasn't there, so...
Yeah, she wasn't even there. She was trying to fix Han Solo. So that's what I mean by a big want.
Sure.
But let's talk about what we got.
Oh, man.
My initial thoughts are, we have a couple little notes on Francisco's phone, so we're going to pop that up just so you guys know, because we were watching all of that from our studio to get this out as quick as we could. So the first thing I noticed about the behind the scenes reel, and it really struck me in the first Last Jedi teaser, as well as the behind the scenes reel was, Rian Johnson, in Rian we trust, because this movie looks cinematically like the best Star Wars movie we will ever watch. And I just mean cinematically. It's going to be stunning.
Yeah, the mood is dark, it feels like. And, you know, all of the kind of set pieces kind of reflect that, it looks like to me. yeah, man, there's going to be some arcs happening in this movie.
It's definitely feeling like that second chapter of the trilogy.
Yep.
And I don't mean that in terms of he's just going to rip off Empire Strikes Back. If anything shows you he's not ripping off Empire Strikes Back, it's this.
Yeah.
Like, we're already seeing so much variety. Like, that shot of him and Luke in that, we're assuming, a cave.
Yeah,
and it's just like, the compositionally what they're doing, and I know that's just the BTS, but I guarantee you in the shot it's just Luke, and that's what that shot looks like,
right?
Because, oh my god, it was like that. Those were the moments of the BTS that were giving me the nerd sweat feels.
It was like,
oh, look at how beautiful, like, just making Star Wars is beautiful.
Yeah, man, I like that a lot. I like the little creatures and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Our little ice wolf. I don't know what, if we see him for like 30 seconds or whatever,
like,
I don't care.
He was like crystal ice wolf, and
yeah,
he just went like, and then kind of went down.
He's like what the Winter King's dire wolf looks like probably on Game of Thrones.
Oh my gosh, and ooh, that comes our lead up to Last Jedi, besides this BTS reel and Comic-Con, is like, there's so much
and
awesome
stuff. And the 2017 is going to be awesome.
The creature that stuck out to me was that weird little penguin that just kind of went,
like, dude,
that to me is so Star Wars. It's so, I love it when the creatures can't do a bunch of stuff.
Right. It kind of reminds me of how I felt when I saw BB-8 for the first time. It was just like, so cute and like, you know, he probably won't be a character at all, but just like, that's a cute little character. Somebody's going to buy that stuffed toy somewhere.
And I feel like that's something they're embracing more in the new trilogy. And maybe that a lot of that's that Disney influence, because I don't mean this as a dig, but I wouldn't say there's a lot of really cute characters in the original trilogy. Like, R2's cute because he beeps and boops. Yoda's cute because he kind of goes, and he's so small. But the creature design in the cantina is not particularly cute.
No.
The Tauntauns aren't really cute. I know there are people out there that think Tauntauns are cute, especially when you, like, make them look cute in an artistic rendering.
Sure.
But from BB-8 to those little penguin guys.
Wampas are pretty cuddly, though.
No. Wampas are the odd, like,
terrifying.
Rancors are just like, you want to take a Rancor to sleep and cuddle it. But that's what I was picking up on, how cute those creatures are.
Sure.
We talked a little bit about that Luke in the cave, but let's just maybe a little bit about Luke in general.
Yeah.
We saw some different outfits.
Oh, yeah. On that outcropping or the...
It looks like he's going with her. Like,
traveling Luke.
Traveling Luke. Maybe we'll switch it from hashtag grumpy Luke to hashtag traveling Luke.
We got a shot of Luke real happy, too. Like, big smile on his face.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's Mark, but, you know.
Yeah. I feel like he needs, like, a solid walking stick and, like, that little brown outfit he's rocking.
Just go, like, full Gandalf.
Yeah, just go full Gandalf and have him just, like, boom, 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 boom. We're going on an adventure. Dude, if he smokes a little space opium.
That's the end of Grumpy Luke.
That's it. He's Grumpy Luke until Grumpy Luke gets his card.
Yep.
gets his Star Wars cannabis card.
Yeah.
Another big thing, I think this was, like, the shot that really stuck out to me, and it kind of goes back to the cinematic stuff with Rian Johnson, was when the camera was in that little trench.
Yep.
And the red minerals from the crate planet were, like, flying over it.
Oh, yeah. It's like one of the first things you see in the BTS.
Yeah.
And it's just like, whoa, that's pretty cool.
It reminded me of, like, a super beautiful music video. Now, some people will go, oh, God, he just said music video with Star Wars. But what I mean by that is, like, it's just new. It's visually something different. Like,
it kind of gave me that, like, Saving Private Ryan or even, like, Rogue One kind of vibe to
it. And maybe I'm getting the music video thing because it's that, like, bright red.
Yeah.
But if that's just dirt, yeah, you're right. It's total, like, Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. But no, if it's colorful like that, even better, man.
There's something really cool about that. Like,
yeah. There does seem to be more color in these behind the scenes.
But
that
it's not like it. It's not that it's all of a sudden Marvel. It's like this, like, rich, saturated navy blues, dark reds, mm-hmm. and greens.
Greens, yeah.
He's really playing with those colors.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, it's interesting because if I think about Empire Strikes Back, it's like rich blues for Dagobah, blues and greens.
Yeah.
It's oranges.
And once we get to Cloud City.
Cloud City, it's like orange and white. And Hoth is like gray and white. So It sounds like maybe he's going to be playing with some of those, like, really, like, and then Return of the Jedi is all greens and blues. So he's really playing with some interesting colors there. It's always tough to tell how much of what you're getting and how much of that planet we're going to be getting, whether that's the beginning of the film, it's the climax. Now, if it's anything like Force Awakens promotional material, I think we can pretty much assume everything we're looking at is from the first third of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
Same with the original teaser.
Except for maybe the stuff with Rey and the Falcon.
Yeah.
That might be towards the beginning of the second act when they're leaving.
There is some stuff when we see later on with like Finn and Rose, maybe mid to later in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
we saw him standing.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
We saw Finn standing, so that could be the end of my paralysis.
Yeah, we saw two shots of Finn standing, so I don't know.
But again, though, it's behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That could be John Boyega standing. That could not be Finn prepped at all. So I think it's probably now my theory is dead. But
maybe he starts off the movie then.
I'm going to say, now I'm saying he starts off the movie paralyzed. Yeah. Pa-chow.
We do see him sort of get up out of that pod.
Yes, we do. The other thing was there was that shot of, I think it's Rose falling, and it looks like almost through like a hallway of thermal detonators.
Yeah,
in the
flight suit.
Yeah, some sort. And what I love about it too is that the flight suit doesn't have the helmet. It has a like World War II like cloth.
Yeah.
There's something really like rustic and like it felt very Star
Wars. I can't
wait
to see that in the movie. I hope it doesn't get cut because just visually seeing that slow motion fall is like, dude, that's cool.
And especially too, if she is falling through like a core or like thermal, something extremely dangerous, assuming it's Rose.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. I know you think it's Rose. I sort of think it might be a new character we don't know, like a CGI character.
You think?
Yeah, just because of the way the thing covers the person's head. Who knows? But it's cool, man. I mean, that flight suit and just the way it happens in slow motion looked rad to me.
Yeah, there was just a lot of really quick morsels to really latch onto.
Yeah, Imperial Rose looks cool.
Imperial Rose. And that, to me, felt super Star Wars because the First Order outfits were very old school Empire, but this had, like, that wool that, like, dude.
There was
like,
a thickness to
there's
it.
There's, like, yeah. There's something about when you're getting Star Wars design right, it feels lived in.
Yeah.
It feels used. It exists. It's tangible.
Yeah.
Like Jedi robes are tangible.
Sure.
They're tattered. And those first, I was like, oh. And even the troopers, there was that shot of the troopers with the little, we'll call them the old E.T. shark.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
when, grabbers.
When he grabs like the thing, with he's like that, but it's for the stormtroopers.
It's got like the matte black shoulder pads. And
that, I'm like, more of that, because we talked a little bit about the colors in the prequel, how they all had like green and yellow, but we have the black Death Troopers from Rogue One,
which was awesome,
which was super cool, but like matte black detailing on a stormtrooper. The irony, you know what they were like? They're like, everybody already buys all white cars and puts matte black shit on it, and then puts a stormtrooper sticker on it.
Yeah.
Now let's just flat out give them the design that they want for their car.
Yeah, yeah. Just to circle back really quickly on what you were saying about the Jedi robes and stuff like that, what about Kylo's kind of newish look?
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about this, and leave in the comments what you guys thought of Kylo's robe, because what sort of we found interesting was he's like becoming complete, right? It's not tattered, it's not unhinged, it's not a torn cape now, it's like a full-on, he's like becoming Vader.
Yeah, especially when you see that shot of him with the helmet on and he's just standing there very stoically and like the cloak just drapes over his shoulders and you're like, that's kind of intimidating.
Yeah, and if we know anything about second movies in a trilogy, this should be, Kylo should have a good showing.
Yeah, man.
And if that's the approach, they're going to make him like really just kind of somber and cold and broken and just like
not so much
the wild hose.
Yeah.
Like I always said, he's like a scary kid with a gun. Now he's like a scary kid with a gun that now has learned to completely love and embrace his hate.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm getting like,
but also that, you know, the fight with Rey sort of maybe woke up something in him where he's like, well, maybe I'm not as badass as I thought I was.
Looking at that, because Rey looks awesome. She like fights the three guys with her saber, the training
How many people will she fight at once?
I know. Honestly, though, and this is going to make people really mad. She's going to fight a lot of people at once.
Good.
And she's going to kick a lot of ass she gets to Kylo.
If my theory about Rey is even remotely true, then it completely makes sense to me.
I'm just saying, guys. It's going to be really amazing when she fights her brother. he's not buying.
You know what? Look, if they're brother and sister, cool. Cousins, cool. Whatever. But regardless.
Neighbors, cool.
Yeah. I just think that the whole gripes about Rey, why was she so great with a lightsaber, are going to be answered in this movie.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of answers in this movie. I don't think anything in this BTS alluded to any, except maybe that Finn's not paralyzed through the whole movie. My poor theory.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good theory. Man, I'm bummed.
You might get a little bit of it.
Get a little bit of it. But I do think, just from looking at this BTS, judging by Phasma, Hux, the First Order, and how they're looking.
Yeah.
I don't think the Resistance is going to have a good showing at all.
No.
Let's see what we saw. We saw badass troopers with claws. We saw Phasma looking legit.
Yep.
We saw Kylo looking legit Darth Vader.
Yes.
And then we saw our heroes falling down things. We saw
Grumpy X-Wings get blown to shit.
X-Wings blown to shit. And we saw Chewie getting a perm. We did see Chewie getting a perm. So maybe Chewie is just off having a perm and then everybody else is.
Yeah.
I think that this is going to be a bad 2 hours for the Resistance. And honestly,
I love it.
I'm loving it. I'm so stoked.
Bring on the hard,
hardcoreness. This is such an In Ryan We Trust moment for me.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, his stuff, I'm a big Rian Johnson fan. I love Brick, love Looper. And those are dark movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, the sensibility is there. And
yeah.
So I think that fits what this story should be.
Yeah, I mean, I talked a little bit about it on our episode with Alex Rubens, but there's that shot in Looper when the Rainmaker pulls the guy up and pulls the blood out of his body.
Dude,
using telekinesis.
I got goosies when you brought that up during that conversation. I was like,
because
if Kylo does something, anything like that to somebody, I'm going to be like, all right, Kylo.
Honestly, like, if Kylo pulls stuff out of people's bodies with the Force, it'll just be like, oh, right? And then, of course, you're going to be looking at Luke.
It's like Magneto in X2.
Too much iron in your blood. Yeah, and
but better.
Dude, and honestly, like, the more I look, the other thing that I keep hearing from all of the cast members, which should put out any fires or concern from the fans, is they're all saying Star Wars is new and it's fresh and it's different. They keep hitting that beat because I think Force Awakens accomplished what they wanted it to accomplish, which was a soft reboot of the franchise, right? And I don't mean like they rebooted it and started over, but the genius thing of Force Awakens is it takes themes from all of the movies and says, this is Star Wars and this is what it is now.
Right.
And what they're kind of saying is, great, we gave you that foundation.
Yeah.
And now Rian Johnson is going to go off with it. And it just...
Do it, Rian.
Rian, we trust. Like,
yeah, big
honestly,
time.
I was going to call this episode D23 Breakdown, but I might have to just call it In Rian We Trust. Like,
yeah, man.
D23 Breakdown, In Rian We Trust, because it looked... They were all saying how pretty good
much,
the script is, how excited they are to be a part of this movie.
Yeah. And, you know, all the people who criticized Force Awakens about it being just a rehash, which I don't agree with, but, you know, it being a rehash of A New Hope is just like, all right, cool, we heard you. We heard you.
Yeah, we heard you.
Guess what's coming?
Kylo's going to pull
you don't know what's
spines
happening
out of people's bodies. Like, it. And also, too, if this movie has the themes of Empire Strikes Back, that's a good thing.
Right.
Because Empire Strikes Back might be the greatest sequel ever made.
Yeah.
So if they're going to copy any sequel, I want it to be that one or Godfather 2.
Yeah.
And guess what? Those are both darker plays on the originals.
Big
so,
time. I'm a Karate Kid Part 2 fan myself.
Karate Kid Part 2 is pretty amazing when he chops the ice.
The ice, dude.
The drum technique. What if there's drum technique?
I also like the honking the nose too, though.
Honk. Wrong. I loved that as a kid.
Honk. Live or die, man.
Live or die, man. Die. Wrong answer. Honk. All right. That's dude. If Ryan Johnson had done that, be like, and we have an exclusive scene. Live or die, man. Honk. And they just redid that with Ray, and
that's what Ray's gonna do to Kylo at the end of the movie.
Live or die, man. No, but it'll be Ray.
But he'll be missing an arm, though.
Yeah. Live or die, man. You cut off my arm. Wrong answer. Honk. And sort of the last piece of the BTS reel that I think really kind of struck both of us is the Carrie Fisher stuff, obviously.
Man.
It's just nice to see them not running away.
Yeah. No.
From her. They're just, no, they're good. Not, they're like, you know what? Let's celebrate that this is her last.
Yeah, there's no reason to.
Yeah, I mean, just her bring saying it's about family.
Yep.
You want to keep a face on for the camera, but sure. Those little moments, those are the moments that get me when I'm watching that. It's just her saying, it's about family. Or, yeah, dude, Star Wars to me is Christmas with my dad now, seeing Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Or it's November with my girlfriend, her being like, I get it, you're excited for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, it's this, like, this buildup. And it's weird. Like, I said I was going to be bummed if we just got a behind-the-scenes footage. And now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, wait, the behind-the-scenes footage is really the first kickoff.
Yeah.
Now that's the new tradition. It's like behind the scenes footage.
True. Yeah.
We now wait a month and it's Force Friday.
Yeah.
Then we wait a month and it's trailer TV spot, trailer TV
spot. Well, this is the other thing is that, you know, I know what it's like to see too much, right? Like, you know, to get too many trailers.
We were talking about Marvel. Sometimes Marvel verges on too much.
Right.
Like, you know, all that Avengers Infinity War footage they showed everybody.
Yeah, but no, like Spider-Man Homecoming, you know, like I loved all the trailers, but there was a lot they gave away in those trailers, and so far Star Wars has been really good about giving you just enough to speculate a lot, like what we're doing now.
Yeah.
And going into the theater, you're still kind of like, I don't really know what to expect from this movie.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we'll get that. We'll get that pretty soon. But I really, you know, honestly, the Carrie Fisher stuff and this behind the scenes made it so worth it.
Yeah.
Like, even all that stuff is cool. I mean, there's cool stuff throughout that.
The best moment was when you briefly forgot you were watching a behind-the-scenes trailer, and you were like, why is Luke in Han's jacket? And I was like, bro, he's wearing a leather
they're
jacket.
They're hanging out in the driveway. Like, damn it, they're in the
they're
parking lot.
They're eating Crafty. He was like, Luke's wearing Han's jacket.
What I was like, wait, back it up, like, back it up.
Oh, he's just eating Crafty.
I want to see Luke in a leather jacket.
Maybe he will be in a leather jacket. I just think, as breaking this down, I will say I've become, the behind-the-scenes reel has become more successful in my eyes. Just sort of realizing, oh, it does give you a lot to chew on.
Yeah.
But it's a different kind.
We had high hopes going into D23. I mean, there was a lot of buzz about, Ewan McGregor's here. What's he doing here? And,
yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, you sort of get your hyped up about it. And, you know, I could understand that. But the more we talk about it, I know, I can see it in your face.
Yeah.
It's coming
more excited.
What got me was Carrie, though, at the end. She was just like, don't do that to me, Carrie. Come on.
Yeah, don't do it. Two grown men just crying in their little cubicle Star Wars.
My eyes were sweating.
Let's throw a big shout out to the audience, and I want you guys to just sort of start in the comment section. Let's start talking about what we loved about that behind the scenes reel.
Yeah.
You know, this is a shorter video. We'll be back next week with a longer segment with an interview, news, the whole thing with Steve.
Steve will be back.
Steve will be back. Francisco will be back. He'll just be back
there.
But thank you so much for
coming
on a Saturday and breaking down some sweaty Star Wars
news.
Love
it, man.
Leave in the comments how awesome Francisco is for being there to get that news out to you guys. I just had a mild panic attack. What if we turned all that off and then, like, they announced an Obi-Wan movie while we were doing this?
Just kidding,
guys. And this is completely irrelevant. Oh, God, I hope that doesn't happen. And we'll be back next week to announce the winner of the Lando figure, as well as, not next week, won't be action pins. The week after will be new action pins.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see you guys next week. And like Admiral Akbar would say, it's a wrap!
It's a wrap.
Thanks for checking out the show. And if you liked what you saw, remember to hit subscribe. And if you're listening to us over on iTunes, please give us a 5-star review.
If you guys want to support the show, you can check out our merchandise shop. Every order that we sell goes right back into helping us make this show. And remember, tell your friends.
May the force be with you.